to be caring for them. It gave me a sense of purpose. I felt like I knew what to do. I had taken a class, after all, so I knew how to change a diaper, and I knew that cleaning products should not be kept in cabinets that kids can reach, and I knew what phone numbers to call if anything would go wrong. Yes, I knew I wanted to be a mother, even at that young age, and I knew it was what I wanted more than anything. Isn't it funny that you can take a course to learn and be certified as a babysitter, but there's no course that prepares you for actually having children of your own? That sense of purpose and control that I felt as a teenager when I was babysitting has not been one of the feelings I've experienced since becoming a mother. Motherhood has not been what I expected it to be. I expected to take to the role of mom quickly, to slide into this new identity with ease. I've already cared for children for many years. How different could it be? But I have struggled with my identity as a mother. I have struggled to settle into this role, and I'm 5 years in. Sometimes I wish I could be a mom just for a few hours a day, and then get to be just myself the rest of the time. Or maybe I could have one whole day off a week from being someone's mom. I miss the person I was before I had children. I miss being myself. I miss the freedom. I am quite aware that in our culture, these are not okay things for moms to say. But I know that it's important to say out loud these struggles that I have with motherhood still. I think of Mary, Jesus' mother, who has always been portrayed as the picture of perfect motherhood. Subservient, obedient, nurturing, self-sacrificing for the sake of her child. And I bristle at those descriptions. They don't feel like me. So I must not be a good mother. What's wrong with me that motherhood sometimes feels like clothes that don't quite fit, like too tight pants that I long to unbutton? Motherhood is not what I expected it to be. Or maybe I am not the mother I thought I would be. Or maybe I am not the mother I was taught I should be. I am a different kind of mother. One who loves her children with every fiber of my being, and who often longs to run away from it all. I am not the kind of mother I thought I would be. I always thought I would want to be a homemaker, a stay-at-home mom, take smothering love that lives somewhere behind my chest that makes me want to throw my body over my children to keep them from danger, I get that kind of motherhood. A mother hen is a fierce creature. Try to take her chicks away and she will peck you with her beak. She can do nothing else but give her life for the sake of her children. And this is the kind of fierce motherhood that Jesus embodies for us. Jesus' love for people was not sweet or soft. Jesus' love for people led him to touch the skin of those who were diseased, led him to call out injustices that left some people rich while others begged in the street. His love would not stand for violence. His love came close to those who suffered and witnessed their suffering. His love was fierce and strong, like a mother. And this same fierce mothering instinct is what started Mother's Day in America in the first place. Today, Mother's Day is about cards and flowers and nice brunches at our favorite restaurants, and I did get breakfast in bed this morning, and those are all wonderful things. But how did this holiday start? Well, in the United States, the origins of the official Mother's Day go back to 1870. Julia Ward Howe was an abolitionist who wrote and spoke about the evils of slavery. She was a suffragist who published poems and essays advocating for women to get the right to vote. She was also a poet, best remembered as the author of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And she worked to establish Mother's Peace Day, a holiday dedicated to the eradication of war. Mother's Day was birthed by a radical woman and was founded to celebrate the important role that women can play in establishing peace and justice. She wrote this Mother's Day proclamation, speaking to the particularly fierce motherhood that mourns when her children are hurt by violence of systems that would harm them. She knew that while men were making decisions about politics and war, women were the ones who would suffer the loss of their children. And she spoke to the mother in each of our hearts when she said this: "Arise, all women who have hearts, whether your baptism be that of water or of tears. Say firmly, we will not have great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our husband shall not come to us reeking with carnage for caress or applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We women of one country will be too tender to those women of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs." And this she said in 1870. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, "Disarm, disarm. The sword is not the balance of justice." That was the beginning of Mother's Day. A mother's passionate plea for an end to violence that pits some people's children against others. The beginning of Mother's Day was a demand for an end to violence, a demand to disarm. As a mother, this is also my cry. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. Disarm. Disarm. Julia Ward Howe said this in 1870, and it is still the cry of all mothers today in 2023. It is for the divine mother within all of us to connect with the very cry of Mother Earth, the cry for peace. As St. Julian of Norwich said, Christ, our Savior, is our true mother. Before he dies, Jesus says to his beloveds, I will not leave you orphaned. The way I have been with you is the way a mother is with her child. And that love never ends.